We're on Memches Lamed Aleph, Boira Papa. Chisha bechatinas ktoris mahu. You had a machshav psula, right? You had a machshav of pigul, or that you were going to use the ktoris beyond the time that it was supposed to be used. Mahu. Mi amrin and yodef mali mali mimincha. Is this the type of avoda we learn from psukim where psul machshava, psul chutzlin komo, chutzlizmano, those kind of machshavas pasul? Is this also one of those? Because it's not one of the places where we learn out. It's not shchita and it's not zrika and kabbalah and halacha. But on the other hand, if we learn it from mincha, then it's part of the komets, and the komets is like shchita. The shchita sakorban is like the kmitza samincha. So, do we learn it from mincha? And therefore, just like by a mincha, machshava psula pasels, and heard the same thing. Although, or maybe not, we don't learn it from mincha. The gabi this, we don't learn it from mincha. We learn it from other halachas how to do it. But the fact that it's considered an avoda mamish, the chathina saktores, maybe not. Abalei Rav Shimi Barashi or a papa toshma. Hosef Rabbi Akiva, Hakomets, the Haktoris, the Halavona, the Hagicholim, Shimnoga Tvulyom, the Mixosan, Posolas Kulan. Right? So you see the Ktoris is one of the things that a Tvulyom also passes. Kosol Gadaitach, Midaposol Tvulyom, just like a Psulyom, a Tvulyom passes the Ktoris, Posol Namilina. Lina, if it stayed overnight, also the Ktoris would become Posol. Right, after it was in Scottish Biklisharis. Umidalina pasla, pasla nami machshava. And just like lina pasels, so machshavis lina also pasels, meaning having machshava to leave it over the extra time. Kirashi. Chisha bechathinas ktoris, amanas lak tirala macher. When you were chofein the ktoris, you had a machshava to be machter it not today, but at Motsiyam Kippur. So that's machshavis chutz lizmano, which normally would be pigle. Question is that pasul here over, does machshava help over here or not? Machshava only helps again in certain avodos. This is not one of them that's mentioned specifically, but if we learn it from the mincha, then it would pasul here too. Mi yolef moli moli mi mincha, mahosim mahanya machshava bikmitzasa, de nafkalam bimenachos, mizos atora, la ola ula mincha, hukshu lishlamim, mashlamim faglim ispaglim af mincha. Just like shlamim becomes pigle, so to a mincha. And the kmitza of a mincha is like the shchita of a carbon. Or maybe not, we don't learn it to have all the halachas of the mincha, just in how you make the chathina, that we learn, but not all the halachas apply to it. Over there, the Gemara asked the Kasha before, the Chor is the same Shaila we had before. Do you learn it from Mali Mali from Mincha or not? It's not the same Shaila. Because, like we said, there the Shaila was how to do the Chathina. So then it's the same Shaila. Do you learn it from Mincha? You don't learn it from Mincha. Here, it's not only how to do it, but does it have the same din as a Mincha Mamish? Maybe we don't darshan it legabi how to make the kmitza, but we darshan it that the kmitza and the chathina are both avodos. Poslas kulam shezuhi achas asrei milo shenemru bechomer bekodesh shaklim et sarif kol shamasochol yos kiilu nogu bekulo. A special mila that the kli is mitzarif everything that in it, and if you touch part of it, even though the things aren't mamish one piece. Right, it's matami, all the thing, the whole thing, as if it's one piece. The fact that a tvul yom can passel it means that it becomes kaddish kedusha saguf, because only those things that are kaddish kedusha saguf are passel from a tvul yom. Passel namilina, and therefore lina would also, if you left it overnight, would also passel it. Since it was kaddish beklisharis, if it's left overnight, it becomes passel. The kivan to passel lina, passel namil machsheves lina. And since lina passels, so machsheves lina also passels. Tosos brings a lot of cases where we see that lina passels, and still machsheves lina doesn't passel. Here it seems to be that they follow each other. Tosos shows that each of those cases where lina passels and machsheves lina doesn't passels, only the rabbanan. The kashali the shavkila masnisin the meiva. The shnan ba behedya hakomets vahaktoris uminchas koanim moalehen mishuhuktishu. Because the Therish of Mishnah Rashi says in Meila that says komets toris minchas koanim moalehen mishuhuktishu. But once the muktish bekli, there's Meila. Kidshu bekli hukshru litzol betful yom uva mechusru kipurim valina. Right? Here we have to medayik that since tvul yom apostles, lina would also passel, and if lina passels, machsheves lina would passel. Right? Over there the mission says b'feirish, that it's possible, lina, toris. V'hachad dochik l'suyay b'kosol gadaitich mitvul yom. So Tosus gives two terutzim to Rashi's kasha. One is that maybe over there it's talking not about the toris of Yom Kippur, of the chathina, but the toris every day. Right? And they're not the Ketoris of Yom Kippur specifically. And we're looking to find out what the Ketoris of Yom Kippur is. The second Teretz also says, maybe over there it's only the Rabbanan. Not what's it called, not the Min HaTorah. Okay. Boy Rapapa. He shave the Chastiyas Gecholim Mahu. Rashi has two ways of learning the Shaila. One is, do the Gecholim become possible? You had Machshava. To what's it called? To when you shovel the gicholim for the sake of the ktores, you had a machshava to use on the next day. Mahu machshirei mitzvah kemitzvah dami. Machshirei mitzvah are like a mitzvah, and since the gicholim are machshirim for the ktores, just like machshava passels the ktores, it also passels chatias hagicholim. Although teiku Rashi chisha bechatias gicholim mahu lahafsel ktores. So first way Rashi learns is it's not talking about the Gecholim becoming possible, it's the Ketoris becoming possible. Since the Gecholim are part of the you can't be Makter Ketoris without the Gecholim. So the Gecholim become part of the process. So if you had a Machshava in the Gecholim, it passes the Ketoris too. So if you had an intention to use the Gecholim the next day, then the Ketoris becomes possible also. That's the first way Rashi learns. Kemitzvah dami v'havilei kemechashe b'avoda. And therefore it's like mechashe b'avoda, since it's a chelik of the mitzvah. And the Achronim say, when do we say machshir mitzvah is kemitzvah? Sometimes the machshir of the mitzvah is a mitzvah itself. Right? And you can make a bracha on it. For instance, the Marshal says that you make a bracha on Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah Erev Shabbos, even though you're not actually doing the mitzvah when you light it, because it's daytime. But Lamaisa, since it's the only way you can have the Chanukah lit, is if you light it earlier, that's called Machshirei Mitzvah. You make a bracha on Machshirei Mitzvah too. There's other ways of learning there, that the Rabbanan made the takana for Erev Shabbos. But there's other way. This way of learning is really the mitzvah is that you should burn on Shabbos. You can't light it on Shabbos. So you light it before. That's only a heksher mitzvah before. And the nail it remains lit from what you did before. That's the mitzvah. And still you make a brach on it. So they say that when is a heksher mitzvah like a mitzvah mamish? That's when you can't do the mitzvah without this. Under normal circumstances, you could not do the mitzvah without this first. Then heksher mitzvah is mitzvah. Like over there, you can't have Chanukah licht lighting at night if you didn't light it before Shabbos. So you have to light it before Shabbos, and may last heksher mitzvah is mitzvah. But like cutting wood for a sukkah, right, for schach, you could find wood that's cut. You don't have to dafka cut wood. There, the heksher mitzvah is not mamish chelik of the mitzvah. It's a heksher mitzvah. But it's not mamish part of the mitzvah. You'd make a brach on it. Sticking with that, to explain the machlokas of Yishmael and Rav Shimon bar Yochai, whether working for a living is a heksher mitzvah to Talmud Torah. Rabbi Shmuel holds that you're mekayim v'gisa v'yom v'layla by working. Because since when you're working, you're doing it for the sake of learning, and without working you couldn't learn because you'd starve. So memela, the working itself becomes part of the mitzvah. And that's how he answers the psukim. It says v'yosafta digonecha, you can work, and you also have to learn all the time. But since working is a heksher mitzvah for learning, it's like learning all the time. Rav Shimon bar Yochai though holds that since you could do b'neis, you could be misparnis b'neis if you're osim ritzon l'shomakum, and other people do your work. Memela, it's not a heksher mitzvah. Because like we said, a heksher mitzvah is only if you couldn't do it without it. But since Rav Shimon bar Yochai holds you could do it without it, memela he can't hold a heksher mitzvah. So he has to learn a different pshat, that when can you learn all the time if you're osim ritzon l'shomakum? If you're not osim ritzon l'shomakum, you have to work. But it's totally in that shaila whether working is necessary or not. According to Shmuel Yochai, it's not. You could do it. You could be supported by other people if you're also mitzvah l'shomakum. According to Bishmael, he doesn't say that. He's ain't somchem al anes. Memela, what's it called? It's a heksher mitzvah. Memela is considered like learning. Lashon Acher, Rashi says, What's the psul? Chishe bechatias gecholim maush yifsu gecholim machshav azu. Shaila is on the gecholim themselves, not on the ktoris. Is it considered a hechsher mitzvah? Therefore, it's also part of the haktorah, and the nail, just like the machshava passels the haktorah, it passels the gecholim too. Malahakter alema, you won't be able to use them anymore to be makter. Lina shaminim the pasul behumi the pasul tful yom. It's not leah. We know that lina passels by the gecholim because it's one of the things that it says that tful yom is passels ktoris and gecholim. Miuhami boilan. So what's the shaila? Yihavi chatiyos and avoda lemitzvah b'machshava. Is the chatiyas hagecholim, right? The shoveling of the gecholim, an avoda, right? We know that the ktoris is an avoda and passels lina. So now we know machshava passels it. But over here, maybe lina passels, but it's not an avoda. That's a shayla. Machshirik mitzvah commits the damu. The chihechi the machsheves chafina pasla biktoris. Machsheves chatiya nami pasla bikcholim. Just like machsheves chafina pasla biktoris. Machsheves chatiya. In other words, having kavana, a machshava, when you shovel the gecholim, you can use them the next day, pasla the gecholim too. Okay, that's a shayla. Let's take it. Bo minem rav sheshes. Halacha bismol mahu. Now we have a shayla stam, holacha b'small, if you take the dam of a korban and you carry it to the mizbeach with your left hand, is that pasul or not? And since we're going to be learning it from the machta and the what's it called, so we brought the shayla over here. Omer lehu rav sheshes tenisua, the Mishnah. Noklas hamachta b'yamino v'yasakaf b'smolo. Right, and that's holacha of parts of things that were shayich to avoda. And you see, they can do one with small. Versus the nifshul mihadis nan, learn it from the other Mishnah. Haregel shal yamin b'smol, ubeis ora lechutz. It says when they brought the evarim up to the mizbeach, one of the things they carried in the left hand was the right back leg. And it's beis ora lechutz, and the place where the skin was severed, right, where they were severed, and the skin was on the outside, so it looked nicer. Where it says, carrying the evarim to the mizbeach is not makif kapara. It's after the zrikas adam, right? So the kapara is finished with zrikas adam. This is all post korban, burning the evarim. So maybe that's not a problem with small. But over here, when you're carrying the dam to the mizbeach, that's before the kapara. And also, when you're carrying the kaf and the machta to make the ktoris, that's before the kapara. So then one's a riot to the other. That even before kapara, something that's ma'akiv kapara, small doesn't passel either. Kamash malon, that in something that's not what's it called, halacha b'small, is not a problem. Rashi, halacha b'small mahu, halacha saddam miboyle. We're going on a regular korban. You shech the animal, you makabel the dam, all of that has to be done by yamin, with your right hand. Then you take the dam in a kli and you bring it to the mizbeach and you sprinkle it, pour it, whatever you do on the mizbeach. So that has to be done b'yamin too, has to be done dafka with the right hand. But it doesn't say anywhere specifically that carrying the dam to the mizbeach has to be with the right hand. And holacha is a lesser avoda because efshel levatlo. You could shech the animal right next to the mizbeach and be makabel the dam and not have to make any holacha. Just right away pour it on the mizbeach. So holacha is an avoda she'efshel levatla. So it's not as serious as the other avodos. And it doesn't say specifically anywhere right hand, etzbo, which usually means the right hand, by holacha. Kabbalah uzrika d'chsibahu kahuna pshitalon d'chomokum shenemer etzba v'kahuna ein aliyamin. By Kabbalah and zrika it says hakohen. Wherever it says hakohen and be'etzbo'o, it means right. Aval holacha loksi behedya. By holacha, it doesn't say b'feirish the kohen has to be molichit. With the afkar rachmana lekabola b'loshen holacha, the tanya v'hikrivu zu kabola sadam nafkalam meseches chagiga she avoda. How do we know then holacha bechlau is an avoda? Right. So we know it because the Torah used the loshen v'hikrivu, meaning to bring it closer, which is holacha, to describe the kabola. It doesn't mean holacha. It means kabola sadam. But the Torah used a lashon that's mashma halacha to tell me the halachas of Kabbalah. From there I know that halacha is also an avoda. But maybe, since it doesn't say what's it called by halacha itself, only by Kabbalah in the lashon of halacha, it says kahuna, but not by holacha mamish. Maybe it doesn't pass or small. You see that something holacha of the kaf is kosher b'smol. It says, so they ask, maybe over there it's different because over there your hands are full. You have something in your what's it called in your right hand, so you can't put the what's it called. You can't put the you have no other choice, and you can't go twice like we said before. So there you have no other choice. But what they say, the Achronim say, is l'maisa no, since what you have in your right hand really is not ma'akiv, right? Because only because the efshir, right? Because you really could take the Torah, what they call the you don't have to have the kaf in your left hand really. You could be an acrobat or whatever. It's just that l'chush or the kohen gadol, they put the coals in the right hand, right? So memela, it's no raya that if it would be that it would be possible mamish, they wouldn't have made it just because of the chush or the kohen gadol to carry it like that in your left hand. So vayistoy is the fact that you can carry it in your left hand means it's kosher like that, even if your other hand wouldn't be occupied. It's better than Yom Kippur. Bring a raya from a Mishnah that says you can carry the Evarim to the Mizbeach with your left hand. Haregel shall you mean bismol. Mishazoch lahalos lekevish harosh vaharegel. Mekabel miyad minateach es harosh biyamino. The person who got this schus of bringing the Evarim, these Evarim to the Mizbeach, the head and the right left leg, they go together. So he took from the guy who butchered it the head and put it in his right hand. The esregel hayaminis shall tomin mekab v'smolo, and the right back leg he put in his left hand. Ubeis ora lechutz u'mokam chtach lifnim klapi kohen, and the place where it was severed he put towards him, so you saw the skin on the outside. You didn't see the cut. It wasn't nice. The chen noa, that's how it's nice. Honey mile halacha. Somebody says no halacha sevarim de lo maak v'kapora shein kapora lebedam. The kapora was finished with zrika sadam. Bringing the Evarim to burn the Mizbeach is post kapara, so maybe that small doesn't make a problem. But who atzmo shalahukturu Evarim kosher? If you weren't makta the Evarim, the carbon still kosher, still mechaper. Aber halachas dam, the dam ma'akiv kapara who a melonis kasher b'small. So we bring a raya from carrying the kaf and the machta into the kodesh hakadoshim, which is also pre kapara.